3 John modeled the gospel. There is a wild chase for prosperity. The dark horses in this race are those who seek prosperity of soul. We will emerge as winners. This letter demonstrates the opposite poles of a good leader Gaius and a bad leader Diotrephes influencing the church. Gaius is a wealthy man who extends hospitality to missionaries. Diotrephes, on the other hand, holds a lot of clout and is trying to close the church to outside influences, even positive ones, creating a powerhouse revolving around himself. How similar to many churches and Christian organizations today. John gives guidelines to the church to follow. Firstly, emulate those who model the gospel. Demetrius was an itinerant missionary whom John and the believers endorsed strongly. The truth itself stood for Demetrius. Nobody needs to say anything when we stand for the truth. The truth stands for us. Christ stands for us. Secondly, extend hospitality to them. Such people need to be made welcome. While we do need to stay committed to our local churches, we also need to have a global church mindset. Thirdly, enjoy prosperity of soul. Material prosperity should follow on the heels of prosperity of soul, not vice versa. That is John's prayer. Fourthly, experience the walk of truth. Among multiple influences, we need to maintain the integrity of our truth walk. And finally, expose those who battle the gospel. John indicates that he plans to take Diotrephes head-on during his next visit, chapter 1, verse 10. He will publicly expose his evil practices. In our current age of tolerance, we allow poison ivies to grow in our churches. Godly leaders should nip power centers in the bud, irrespective of our role. Godless leaders have these characteristics. They experience leanness of soul by putting themselves before Christ. John warns not to imitate those leaders. Unfortunately, that is a hip trend today. Godless leaders also contest the truth, verse 10. Like Diotrephes, they throw false accusations, harsh criticisms on the few who are positive influences, ensuring they are squashed. Godless leaders reject external hospitality. They go to the extent of throwing out supporters of faithful servants. Diotrephes was creating a power center for self rather than a power center for the Holy Spirit. Do we ensure that our prosperity of the soul is ahead of material prosperity? How do we respond in situations when power-crazy leaders take over? How can we be good examples to others in the midst of these challenges?